How did you first hear or get in contact with Jamie and Rescue for All?
We, oddly enough, we found a dog on the internet. We found Mish. We like big, black, fluffy dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And Mish is about as big and black and fluffy as they get.
That's great.
And so, with the tan eyes and the little tan feet, that's just, that dog appeals to us. We have a third one that's a rescue from New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Same coloring. And so, that's just what we like. So, that we found a dog online, got to Mish. Long story behind Mish, but she was already out for adoption. But Jamie knew she was coming back because it wasn't working out with the other adopters because of the way Misha was. And Jamie got her back, and then I went and got her. And I freaking love that dog. So that dog is my baby.
Oh, that's great. Did you have any struggles initially when you first adopted her? Or?
Not really. Misha's a behavior dog. She could not have gone to a regular person in society. She had to go to a rescue.
Yeah.
And she still kind of is, because we don't get out a whole lot. So she was not socialized as a puppy. And Newfies especially, I think, have that issue. But then they took her to the pound at 7 months old or 6 months old and dumped her off. And that's like the worst thing you can do at the height of their socialization period, which is what she was in. And it just scared her even more. So now she's afraid of people, strangers that come in.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're in the circle, which takes about 10 days of living in the house, or 6 months of coming over on a regular basis, then you're fine.
Yeah.
You know, and she's not aggressive. She's not mean. She just barks and she sounds like she's going to tear your head off, but her inclination is to run away. She likes to sniff you, but you can't look at her. She's a no-touch, no-eye contact initially, you know, and then she just comes to you on her own time and sniffs and she's good. So the house that she went to, any adopter that took her, or foster that took her initially, had to be a home without small kids, because of her size and not knowing how she was going to do. And my kid at the time was 12, 13, but he's very adept with dogs and not a hyper kid.
Okay.
So, Jamie always comes to the house. She checks the house out first, you know, with the dog at the meet and greet. She comes back and checks on the dog. She follows up. That's why I'm involved with her rescue, because she is so amazing at following up with her animals and knowing where those animals are at and making sure they're doing well.
Okay, that's great. How long did it take for you to kind of get a connection? Was it that 10 days? Or
with the dog? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Once Jamie, because Jamie brought her, the minute Jamie left,
mm-hmm.
that night, my son and I called her up on the bed, and she was like, oh, the circle. So you can get into the circle much more quickly if her comfort zone is not there.
Yeah.
So, like, if you were to be in my house and we left, you know, or we took her to your house and we left, she'd probably be okay. Now, it took my husband a couple of days, but it took little man and I leaving the house to go to school and work for him to be able to get close to her.
Okay.
So, it was only a day.
Yeah.
I mean, and she was, and you can do anything you want. You can put her in the bath, hair, blow dry her hair, trim her neck, she doesn't care. She's like, if you're in the circle, she doesn't care.